It's 1:30 p.m. on Saturday, November 5th. It's a sunny afternoon in Santa Cruz. I'm on Bay Street and Mission Street, which is also California Highway 1. And I'm in front of the Kentucky Fried Chicken. And I'm here speaking with...
My name is Yukov.
So Yukov, do you want to tell me what you're doing out in front of the KFC today?
Yeah, it's a beautiful day, and even the chickens want to live on a beautiful day like this. The animals definitely have an equal right for this planet. So it's about time I stand up for the rights of the animals.
Is there something specific about KFC that you have concerns with?
Absolutely. KFC has a reputation of contributing to the slaughtering of so many chickens in such a cruel way. It's totally unfair.
What made you come out here today?
The animals need help, not just today, but on every day, and today as good as good day as any.
Have you tried to address your concerns with the management or the staff here at KFC?
Several different animal rights groups have done that and will continue doing that until a change has been achieved.
Do you have any specific requests from KFC as far as their practices with animals go?
Stop selling live animals that have equal right for this planet. Instead, try a vegetarian chicken.
Are you a vegetarian yourself?
Yes, sir.
Why is it that you're a vegetarian?
In order to respect the rights of the animals to live in this planet. They have an equal right for this planet. And there are many reasons. That's the ethical reason. And there's a physiological reasons. Our physiology is not made for meat consumption, the way our intestinal tracts is, the way our teeth are aligned.
Have you been a vegetarian all your life?
Negative, about the last 30 years.
And how has your health been in the last 30 years?
The health's been really good. I still play tennis. I play co-ed soccer, co-ed tennis team. I can run for miles and miles.
Are other people in your family vegetarian?
Negative, but they have an open mind to listen about vegetarianism, and eventually they will become vegetarians, and the whole world is going in that direction. More and more health food stores are being opened all over the world, and more people are beginning to realize and have the awareness that vegetarian is the only way, and it will eventually become the only way. It might take another 100 years, but it's on its way.
Do you have any children, or if you had children, would they be vegetarian as well?
Yes, two children, and they are vegetarians.
And do they have any complaints about being vegetarian?
Negative. They embrace vegetarianism totally and wholly. Children can be vegetarians just as well.
What are some of the things that you do to promote vegetarianism?
I may attend meetings where we give moral support to the vegetarians, and I role model being a vegetarian. We do protest against animal cruelty. And awareness and information is one of the most important things. You can't shove vegetarian down people's throat. You have to be polite. You have to show empathy.
Why choose KFC to stand in front of when there's so many places in Santa Cruz that do serve animals?
KFC in particular is slaughtering so many animals, more than most of them. And the cruelty that the chickens get in the slaughterhouse when their beaks are being cut off, for example, is just unbelievable. You could call it a second Auschwitz.
If there's something to be said for the quantity at which KFC kills chickens, isn't it also an economic issue that they're providing low-cost food to people, and so they have to do it at such a quantity?
Economy has nothing to do with the animal rights. You simply don't eat your fellow species. Those days are gone. Now we have plenty of farm, we have plenty of fruits, and we have plenty of grain. We don't have to be killing our fellow species. And economically speaking, it's actually cheaper to eat tofu than to eat chickens.
What do you think about targeting some restaurants that serve meat that are catering to a richer clientele?
That's not a bad idea, but let's focus on those organizations that are most guilty of slaughtering the animals, and that means KFC. Little by little, we're going to be getting them too.
Is it the guilt of KFC for slaughtering animals, or is it the customers that eat here, or both?
I wouldn't use the word guilt. I call it lack of education and lack of awareness.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say about why you're out here today, or about being vegetarian, or anything like that?
I wish everybody would self-examine themselves. Do animals really have equal right for this planet? And keep evaluating that. And if you think animals have equal rights, feel free to come and join the protest and make your changes slowly but surely.
Thanks for talking with me today.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. And what about you? Have you done anything for the animals?